Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolics on the air. Around the world, Inner Sight. Where's the philosopher?
I'm waiting for it to come up.
Hopefully he didn't die.
Well,
what happened to the guy?
He takes a while
the
to come up.
Drunk or what?
He's drunk. I'm pressing the whole thing and it's not coming up.
You can't rely on computers. Forget about it.
Yeah, no. I think I got the screen. Finally.
Brought to you by the Big East Mosquito Rescue. One more time, let me hear it.
Okay.
Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. With a word to the wise. Now, pretty soon, the lies are going to begin. Everybody wants to be the president. They're all jumping in the ring there with the hat. You know, they got the hat in the ring, holding the hat out, trying to get the donation. Don't believe a word they say. They'll say anything that people want to hear to get elected, or even to get in there so they can run. The problem is, they don't run far and fast enough. They ought to keep on running a lot. You got one guy in trouble with the law, plays the trumpet, without a license. You got the other guy who is in there now, says he didn't know anything about his son being involved with the crooked China, bought it in the dollar store. He said, "You only paid a dollar for it. Get out of it. Who are you trying to cheat?" Then you got the other guy, Crispy Crump, who, see, if he gets in, the taxpayers are going to have a tremendous repair bill. But they're going to have to tear down part of the wall and let them in.
Go.
In the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He ought to start a get heavy company. Crispy Crump. Then you got the other guy. Kennedy wants to run. Kennedy. Some guy's backing Kennedy with a lot of money. And who knows what's going to happen with that. Well, you got four of them right there. And somebody said, the philosopher should run for president. I said, what, are you crazy? What do you think I am, a maniac?
Mm-hmm.
I'll only run under one condition.
Mm.
Get rid of all the nursing homes and fix the guide dog school.
There you go.
All right, Inner Sight. And, the candidates are piling up. One's worse than the other. How do you know which one to trust or believe? Let's see. two, at least two or three of them are already deemed crooked. You know, they're in trouble with the law, the courts, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, now I'm going to make an Inner Sight prediction. I guarantee you, as time goes on, you got a little over a year for the actual election. Guaranteed that there's going to be accusations against the so-called ones that are pure. because nobody is pure.
That's true.
So I guarantee you somebody's going to come up with something against, what's his name? The fat guy, Crispy Crump.
Chris Christie, yeah.
Or the other guy, what's the other guy? Kennedy. Somebody's going to come up with something. There was a guy on the YouTube today saying that President Biden voted to tax Social Security. Whoa!
Oh,
what is he, a maniac?
I think so.
I think his brain went south.
It was starting to go south. Sorry.
So you can't trust him. And he made it, the guy made an understatement. He said, oh, he doesn't care about the workers of his country. He doesn't care about the minority. Fixed income. Well, we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it remains to be seen what lies will be perpetrated in the next 6 to 12 months. I would say.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep you posted as to the lying apparatus of the intricate doings of the outer extremity of the presidential wallamation. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. Will you cut that out? Get that guy out of here. Who wrote this? All right, in the sight. Sweet Pepper Tree to be here. Let's see, Jimmy Dennigan is missing. I don't know where. Nobody knows where Jimmy is. He's missing in
Pardon
action.
Me? Frank Sweet Pepper's on, waiting.
All right. And, by the way, we're brought to you by the Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. You want to learn how to protect yourself. Get up there, and let me see your stance. You know, it's like when Ralph picked a fight with that big guy in the pool room.
Mm-hmm.
So, Third Eye Insight. And as I started to say before, Big East Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, Big East, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita if you want to scare away your mother-in-law. I mean, oh, don't do that. Well, you never know. The dog might like your mother-in-law. All right, in a sight, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. That's the email for the Akita Rescue. Hey, we're brought to you by Silo, and next week is the Degradation of Celebration. Stop it with that word. Degradation. Yours truly will be there. ADA. Ass dumbass. Gee, I better not get up there and say, well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to salute the ass dumbass. Gee, I think Jose will... Jose might go back to Puerto Rico.
There you go.
But next week, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Next week is the celebration from 11 to 2:30. That means all the Suffolk buses will be lined up at Silo. All right. In sight. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Thank Mr. Kennedy for being part of Insight. All right. And Louie will be over. Louie's going to be here later. And, oh, by the way, we have an exclusive story tonight that nobody else has in the entire news industry. Insight News has scooped this out and we're going to bring it to you. Did you hear about the new Apple Watch that can read your blood pressure and take your heart rate? You know what all those watches are attached to, don't you? The doctor's office.
That's
there
right.
There we go, folks. So we're going to give it a lowdown on the new Apple Watch. And for this, you got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, $1,000?
They're expensive. I never even looked into them.
I can go down the corner and get an apple for 20 cents. Anyway.
That's true.
We'll bring you that news story exclusively here on Inner Sight, and we'll have the man who invented the disposable toilet bowl.
Oh, boy.
Boy, what a crappy situation that is. Will you cut that out? All right. Inner Sight.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
And now, ladies
funny.
And gentlemen, direct from Hollywood in Los Angeles, Chicago. Wait a minute. Mike, is it Los Angeles or is it Chicago? Well, we have a right to rename a town if we want. I mean, we're in a site. We got millions of people hearing us.
Pardon
tonight,
me, Frank?
Ladies and gentlemen, right here on our stage from Los Angeles, Hollywood, Chicago, it's a great honor and privilege to introduce Sweet Pepper Treat. There she is.
Here she comes.
Live.
Hello.
On our stage. Hello there.
Well, howdy, y'all.
Hey.
How y'all doing? Much better, thank you. Much, much better.
I heard you beat the doctor. Beat him good, didn't you, girl?
Mm-hmm.
You beat him so bad he had to go to another doctor.
Thank you, right.
That's it. All right. Pepper Treat, I heard you got a good couple of songs for us, and one of them is a couple of them really funny. What are you going to start out with?
What I'm going to do is called Don't Sell My Car. My achy breaky or my achy shaky car.
What's it called? Don't sell my car.
Don't sell my car. Don't sell my car. Yeah.
I don't think I ever heard of that.
Okay, are y'all ready?
Give it a whirl.
Okay.
Let's hear what it sounds like. Is that a country song?
Thank you.
Sounds like my mother and father when they had a fight.
No.
They were really a doozy. Who sang that song? Anybody we know?
His name is Ben Colder.
Ben Colder?
Colder.
I thought he was a football player. Is he a football
player? No, Ben Colder. Hey.
No, that's another band. I can't think of his last name. He played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I thought that was the same guy, but it's not. Well, that's a real weird song. And how'd you find that song? I never heard that song before.
I looked up some funny things for Sheb Woolley, who does the Flying Purple People Eater, which we're getting ready to do that one here next.
Uh-huh.
Did Sheb Woolley write that song?
Yes.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, him and Ben Colder do. They work together.
Sheb Woolley, all right. All right, well, I don't know if Woolley's still alive. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
You know how he got his name, don't you? Sheb
no.
Woolley? He used to hide in the shed all the time. His mother was after him with the switch. See? She'd come around.
Sheb Woolley, you get out of that shed. I'm going to beat your ass. Come on now.
And Sheb Woolley was hiding in there, and he got so scared one day, he dug a hole, and they thought he was dead, but they found him alive. Sheb Woolley.
All right, are you ready?
All right. Sweet pepper tree. Well, you got the purple people eater?
I got it.
Oh, wow. That was a big hit when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
Well, I'm still a kid, yeah. Hey, Pepper.
Are we ready?
Do you think no, hold it. Do you think I'm a kid?
I know you're a kid.
All right.
You'll
now,
never
now,
grow it.
Yeah, let me hear the purple people eater.
All righty. Here we go.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. The one long horn, one big eye. I come into shaking in the center. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
He came down to earth and he lit in the tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard it say in a voice so gruff.
Oh,
Kid, there was this one guy, Joe Ruggiero. I remember Joe. He had a girlfriend who looked like the purple people eater.
Nah.
And we used to all teach them, you know. And every time we go outside, we say, Joe, where is she? You know, and he'd say, she's hiding in the backyard. You want her? They said, no, we don't. He was always trying to give her away. He couldn't give her away. And one day he said to my friend Milton, he said, I'll give it to you for free. And Milton says, no thanks, I want to live. It's so funny. She looked just like the people eater. That's what they said. Yeah. I couldn't. Let me give her the blind Frank. He can't see her anyway.
Woo!
Purple people eater. Hey, you got one more?
No. Well, I mean, I can pull up another one if you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Pull up one more. We love you, man. We added another 100 people. I think it has something to do with you too. All right. Inner Sight. Frolic.
This
right
is
here.
Called
and,
That's My Paw.
It's called what?
That's My Paw. My paw. My mom, my paw.
Uh-uh.
Oh, your paw.
Yeah. Okay. Whoops. Oh, dang it. Hold on. I'm trying to mute. All right. Get it ready.
Wet my paw.
That's my paw. If y'all are ready, got her ready to go.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Out back in the country where I was born is on a little old hillside farm. Papa raised 6 kids, and one of them was me. And in the fall of the year, when the fields got white, we'd start picking cotton about daylight. And on Saturday, Pa would take it all to town. And along about dark, and everything was still, we could tell it was Pa coming down the hill, because he'd rear back and he'd sound off something like this. Now we'd go out to meet him with a lantern light because the roads got crooked on Saturday night, and he'd come on down the hill and he'd stop in the yard. He'd sit up there on that wagon seat and he'd say, boys, I'm hard to beat, 200 pounds of steel and twice as hard. Because I'm wild and woolly and full of fleas, and I've never been curved for old knees, and he'd rear back and fell out of course or two. That's my ball. Get them rough and ready and about half wild. I can whip anybody in a half a mile. Of course, there wasn't anybody else there except me and little Steve. Did him just as tough as a hickory fryer, and I can dive deeper and come up drier. And he did it, too, right off that wagon seat. So it shook him up when he hit the ground. Paul got up and looked around and then ran back and let us have it again. Woo-hoo!
Was that said, Willie?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. You know, my yeah. father told me a story one time. He used to go to the racetrack a lot. Speaking of betting, you know, and there was this one guy. Excuse me, one guy in a racetrack bet his pants.
He
stole his pants. Some guy was walking around without pants, and he said, "All right, give me $5. I gotta bet this horse. I'll give you you need pants here, yeah, buddy." Not only did the horse lose, but he got arrested for indecent exposure. Woo! Ted Willie, write a song about that, what? All right, in sight, sweet pepper treat.
Y'all have a good night. I'll talk to y'all
you
too.
Too.
I have an idea.
All right. Thanks so much, honey. We love you.
All right.
Remember to mention about the Filey's corpse history, okay? You know, the animal corpse.
All right. In a sight. And Louie's coming up.
Yeah, I don't see him yet.
Louie talk about some weird stuff. Hmm? All right. Let's see. Brought to you by... All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Vasio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right. Hey, get the Able News ready. Let's run the Able News.
Okay.
Able News on Inner Sight.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Now, we don't know about all these bogus calls that people make and, you know, trying to sell weird things scams and all that, and the government says they can't stop it. Well, they really don't want to stop it. They could if they want. They're too lazy to work, see? Anyway, Inner Sight got one, and this fella got on the phone. He said, how come there's all these dead bodies in the street? I can't walk. I have to walk over these all these corpses in the street. I mean, it looks nice, but it starts to smell, you know. And why don't they come and take them away? I said, wait a minute. I said, who is this? This is, I want to remain anonymous, but can't you do something about it? Can you make an announcement on the show to collect the dead bodies from the street? Now, wait a minute. I think, aren't you being a little morbid? No, I'm not morbid. I like them. They're a lot of fun, but they get in your way, you know. And I wanted to take a couple of them home, but my mother wouldn't let me. What's the matter? You're crazy. What do you bring this horrible dead here? This disgusting. Get out. I had to put on a mask, but the smell was horrible. So can you make an announcement on the show, please? Tell the Department of Desanitation to desanitize the streets and get rid of the dead bodies. I said, wait a minute. I said, where are you calling from? I used to be in a place, but they let me go, so now I'm out. That's what I thought. You're out, all right. You're way out. Now, listen, don't call here again with this stupid nonsense about dead bodies in the street, will you? Well, why? I like that body. Oh, shut up. Get him off the line. Get him off the line. All right, in a sight. And we got an exclusive news story. Now, I heard an ad on the news. I heard this on the news that Apple has come up with a new watch. Now, they haven't released it yet to the public. It's supposed to be released this fall. See? Now, I got a phone call from one of our informers. You know, Intersight has informers, you know. I don't know if you realize that. we have informers out there who are very, very knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. And the reason they're knowledgeable is because they never went to school. We used to. Shut up. Now, wait a minute. Now, so this one informer calls and he says, there's a new Apple Watch. It can tell your heart rate, read your blood pressure, tell you if your blood sugar is too high, tell you if you're a candidate for cancerous, or tell you if your glands are malfunctioning. Now, all that information, see, goes into a mini computer, and where do you think it winds up? In the doctor's office. So now the doctor can look at people walking around with these watches, see, and say, oh, nurse, you better call Mr. So-and-so. His heart rate is, his blood pressure just went up. Call him and get him in here.
What doctor? How do you know?
Never mind. Just call him and tell him it's urgent. I got to change his blood pressure medicine.
But what are we going to give him, doctor?
Give them that one that they didn't want to let in. You know, what the hell? It doesn't matter. His blood pressure's through the roof anyway. He won't know the difference.
But, do you think the watch is accurate?
Of course it's accurate. It's Apple. You think Bill Gates would put out a watch that wasn't accurate? Are you crazy, nurse? Get him in here. So all this... Well, now you got all these people, when they get these watches, see, mm-hmm. they're going to wear them on their wrist. And you know what they're going to do, especially the fanatics, they're going to look at them all day. Oh, I got to check my heart rate. Oh, I got to check my blood pressure. Oh, my girlfriend called me. I got to check my libido. Wait a minute. Will you cut that out? Woo! That's what's going to happen. See, Shed Willie ought to write a song about that. That's funny. That's what's going to happen with these watches. Mm-hmm. These people are going to go out of their minds looking at this stuff all day. You know, the worst thing you can do, people don't realize, the worst thing you can do is check your vitals all day. You got to be a real fanatic, you know. That's why these hospitals, you know why they do it in the hospital? They don't do it because they care about the person. They do it because the lawyer called them. Did you check his vitals? His vitals go down and he could sue us. Check those vitals, you idiot. You know. And they even wake you up to check your vitals. They disturb your sleep. Yeah. Isn't that horrible? Well, now with the watch... All they got to do is look at the watch, and then they'll have to check your vitals. Can you imagine? Oh, by the way, this watch costs upward of $1,000. You got to pay $1,000 to see your vitals all day. Well, it wouldn't be so bad if you could see naked girls, but will you cut that up? All right, anyway. Oh, we had a news thing on that, didn't we? This is your roving Intersight reporter, reporting from the sidewalk of degradation outside the institution. 5,000 people have been rushed to the emergency room because their watch malfunctioned. Apple is conducting an investigation into the whole situation, claiming that it was the fault of a microchip made by Mr. Gates' company. Boy, is he in trouble. You cut that. So all 5,000 were stormed into the emergency room so bad that the hospital ran out of the ambulance. What do you mean they ran out of the ambulance? They had no more left. They had to call up the scat bus and use those. What? That's right. Poor disabled people. So listen, folks, if you're going to buy a watch, make sure it just tells the time, would you? You know, the old stuff. You want to know your heart rate? Just look at a hot girl walking by. Woo! Will you cut that? Woo! Or if you're the other way, look at the other way. Yeah. Whatever that. All right, inside we got Louie coming up. We got the guy coming up. Yeah. The guy coming up who invented the disposable toilet bowl. What a racket that is. All right, Louie the Lip
here
on Insight Live. There it is. 8:37. Louie the Lip.
Hello there, this is Louie Rivera on the Insight telephone on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, Louie. This is Frankie Rivera on the end of sight. Right.
Are you at the restroom?
Yeah. I try to show from the restroom. That way I can rest.
You keep talking about the toilet and everything. Oh, I crack my funny bone.
And Louie, what do you do when you run out of toilet paper?
What do you mean, ran out of toilet paper? Get him, put another roll on it.
There you go.
No, you got to have plenty of paper bags.
Woo!
Paper bags.
I got to hold
your roll.
And you got to hold your nose. You don't want to hear, someone doodle in the toilet. Hold my nose.
Hey, hold your nose and hold your girlfriend.
No.
All right. Inner sight. So, give me some of what you're drinking. I want to get loaded, too.
Yeah. Grape juice will kill it.
What?
Drinking grape juice.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you ever drink tequila?
Talking your buddy on the follicle on a Friday night on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Okay, roll it, Frank Perino, live.
I want to know if you ever drank tequila. You ever drink that?
How are you from Roseanne? Then I can drink about 5 glasses of tequila, flirt with those ladies, give me some good hugging, loving kisses, hugging, kisses, everything.
Yeah.
Those ladies
are
very hot. You better watch out for them.
So you drank tequila, huh? Was it on the rocks?
Yeah.
On the roll.
On rock and roll.
There you go.
Rock and roll tequila.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
On a rock and roll all night, a party every day. While a rock and roll with love drops, a party every day.
Remember that song for the hop? Danny and the Juniors, remember that?
Going back to the 50s era.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a cool song, wasn't it? Yeah. Danny and the Juniors. Let's go to the hop, oh baby. Let's go to the hop, oh baby.
I hate that. When I was a kid.
Yeah, so, hey, Lou.
Yeah.
So, did you go to work today?
I got to tell these people about, at Marianne, about Frank Perino.
Uh-oh.
All right, go ahead. Tell them all about me. Go ahead.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, make sure I you'll see Louis Rivera on TV. Yeah, if I see Louis Rivera on TV on Inner Sight at 9:30, I got to tell all the staff. Everybody's proud of me. I'm being on television. Everybody's very happy for Louis Rivera, the love drops.
Yeah, Louis will be on this fall with his tequila bottle. I mean, hey, you know, Louis, a good way to drink tequila out of a baby bottle.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So he'll be on this fall in October. We're going to get him back on the show, but back by popular demand with the conga.
That's right.
All right. And he's going to play the tequila wall.
Yeah.
Tequila wall. Hey,
yeah,
yeah,
right.
Look, so, you didn't go to work?
Sure, I go to work.
You went to work today?
I told the staff I'm going on Inner Sight. They ain't seen me on TV.
Oh, you told them?
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to give you the date, and then you can go and tell them all to watch it.
And I give it out to love drops to those clients.
Well, what are you going to, you're going to get all dressed up with a suit and a tie or what?
No suit, no tie, just a shirt and pants.
That's as dressed up as Louis gets, like John Denver.
Yeah. And Suzanne, yeah. I wear my stretch pants.
Really?
Yep. Stretch pants.
Let me ask you a question. How far do they stretch?
I wear an extra large. I never wear small or large. I stick with extra large.
You wear extra large stretch pants?
Stretch pants, yeah.
If I ever wore those, I wouldn't be able to walk. I'd walk out of my pants. Like that guy at the racetrack was told his pants. For $5 to fit on a horse. Hey, Lou, what color are these pants?
You got pick a color. You got orange, got red, got gray, got tan, got black, got brown, any color.
Wait a minute. You wear orange stretch pants in the street?
They got red. They got red, gray, black, brown, beige, everything.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you wear orange stretch pants in the toilet?
No, I wear it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm everywhere. Do people say anything when you walk down the street with these orange stretch pants?
The spandex pants, you know.
Yeah, I know. They like bright colors.
Yeah. Those ladies like to sit on me in the chairs. Those ladies like to sit on my lap, you know.
Yeah. Well, next time you come on, I want you to wear those orange pants.
Oh, watch out. You're going to turn me on. Look out.
I think the sergeant will say, Louie, you can't get in the car with those pants.
Don't tell that to my father. No. No, no.
Ow.
That lady keeps on sitting on me. Ow. Hey, Frank. That chick was sitting on me on my left. I can't breathe. I went, feel good. Ooh.
Yeah.
What was that?
What?
What was that?
You better go upstairs and change your pants, Louie. You can't go on television.
No, that lady, that blonde sitting on me and is kissy-kissy and is sitting on my lap going, ow, ooh, 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 ow, no, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, but you better make sure you don't do a wee-wee in your pants, because that'll show up real bright.
No wee-wee in our pants. I'm not in the bathroom.
No.
I turn the ladies on. I got to go for that.
The orange pants turns them on, right?
Yup.
I have some orange pants. They're Ralph Lauren. They're like jeans. So.
Oh, really?
I do have them. They're nice. All right, in a sight, Louie. Hey, Louie, give us a good song. Come on, you got a song?
What's hello, mother.
Oh.
Hello, father. Hey, I am at Campanada. It was very entertaining. And even that it just got raining. With his love drops, it's so exciting. For the late cast alligators. Mother, father, mother, sister, that is letter. I'll try to learn the song next time.
All right, you know that music is from an opera, you know that?
Hey, that Billy busting them up.
Yep.
Wow.
Punchelli wrote that opera, La Gioconda. That's the intermezzo.
Okay. Hey, guys,
right.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, guys, I got a birthday. Hey, Frank, I got a birthday in 2 weeks. It's Louie Rivera's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. We'll celebrate on the show.
26th of July.
Wow.
All right. You have to wear the orange.
I
got to
go. You take care. I love you, Suzanne. I'll keep watching you on TV.
Hey, Louie.
Aw. Love you too, Lou.
Before you go, Louie.
Why?
When you wear the orange pants, wear a purple shirt.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I have to wear it, Suzanne. No, don't get embarrassed. You know, you got to crack your funny bone, don't you?
That's what's going to happen. I'll probably be laughing.
And purple plaid shirt with the orange pants.
If I find one that fits.
Hey, right.
Okay, I got to go, Frank. I love you. You too, Suzanne.
Oh,
I love
Lou,
you too, man.
Take care, okay?
Bye-bye. I love
you. Bye-bye. Love you, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In a sight and stopping by the studio is one of our regulars every now and then when he gets out of jail. You know, he comes by. He just got out. And, all right, sit down, Gabriel. Just behave yourself, will you, please? They don't feed you too good in jail. I'm hungry. You got anything to eat? Later. Right now, I'm going to do the interview, right? Now, what is this I hear that you invented a disposable toilet? Now, what the hell is this about? I mean, you come up with some things, you know, in your day. But this has to be the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. Disposable toilet. How does this thing work? Well, you sit down on the toilet and you do what you got to do, and then you don't have to flush it. What do you mean you don't have to flush it? You dispose of it, see? You take it out, and you put it in the garbage, and you get rid of it. What? Wait a minute. You know, it saves a lot of money on pipes. What? Yeah, you don't need any pipes for this toilet. It's one piece. The only thing is that some of them are defective, and when you sit your ass on, you go right through the you go right through, and some people have gotten quite aggravated, and they don't smell too good when they come out. What do you mean they don't smell too?
What you mean? Wait a minute. This thing, what is it made out of?
It's made out of a durable cardboard plastic.
Well, now, wait a minute. Which is it, cardboard or plastic?
It's my invention of a combination. Combination affirmation of the intricate working of the cardboard and plastic. Disposable toilet.
And you sell these?
Oh, yeah. They're only $10. $10, you know, you buy six or seven of them, you keep them in the house, and you tell your landlord you don't need a toilet anymore, so come and get the toilet. Take it out of here. I don't want it.
What? Wait a minute. You mean to tell
Well, did you tell your landlord that? Oh, yeah, I tell you, yeah, that's why I was in jail.
you try to get your landlord, you try to get rid of the toilet?
Well, my brother came in with a big wrench, and he said, you're out of your friggin' mind, you know that? The big wrench, and the landlord got wind of it and called the police. And the cops came up and they said, what are you doing, fella? That's how the cops talk. What are you doing, fella? I said, I'm going to put in a disposable toilet. And the cops said, what?
What are you are you out of your mind?
And my brother started unscrewing the pipes.
Yeah, and what happened?
Well, I don't know. I almost drowned.
Woo! He almost got flushed.
So that's one thing I knew I was in jail. And then the court said, you can't have disposable toilets. I was very disappointed. It was a great business. I made $200 before I got caught.
Now, listen, Gabriel, listen, you can't do these weird things, you know. This is not it's common sense. It's not, it's despicable. It's not good. It's bad for your brain. And I mean,
well, not for my brain. I don't have a brain. Get out of here. Get him out of here. Woo! All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it.
Portable toilets.
By the way, now, don't try any of this at home. See, that's our disclaimer.
Exactly.
We have to have a disclaimer, you know. Don't try the disposable toilet, and whatever you do, don't try to remove your toilet from your house. You better leave it there.
What now? You crazy? You remove toilets? What? What are you doing? Get her out of here.
All right. In a sec. 853 New York. And, yeah, you know, it's all in fun. All these weird things that we make up. You know, that we put out there. You know, but you never know. There might be somebody out there who say, oh, that's a great idea. Boy, what a big... We don't need toilets anymore. I could sell these toilets to people and... Yeah, right. What a mess. Anyway, Inner Sight. We'll be with you Monday, man of glad. Next Friday we'll be at Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 11 to 2:30. And you know, we hope you had a little fun. And like I said, just stay out of trouble. Don't be trying to copy some of our characters. You know, Gabriel, Louis is funny with the.
Oh, yeah.
The orange man. All right, in a sight. And yeah, and that's, by the way, that story I told you about the racetrack, that was, that's a true story. The guy, one guy sold his shoes. Another guy stole his pants. I said, Dad, I said, how's a guy get home without shoes? You know, he said, I don't know. But I saw him there last week again. He must have got home. My feet are killing me. Anyway, yeah, oh, people get desperate at these racetracks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You think they're going to win all this money. Gambling is one of the worst addictions. Stay away from it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in a sight. Monday, Man of Glad. Tuesday, open mic. Wednesday night, nursing home show. All right? Oh, anybody who is belligerent toward our idea, we'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah.
If you have the guts, come on.
There you go.
That would be the best show we could do. We want people who are opposed to turning nursing homes into accessible housing. So if you've got the guts to do it, call in a site, send us an email, enter site 1621620@gmail.com. I'll bet not one person will respond to this ad. They haven't got the guts.
That's right.
What are they going to do? Yeah.
I know
all
one
right,
who
so
might.
Yeah. All right, well, get them on.
Yeah.
There's the invitation.
I'll talk to you about it first.
Yeah. There's the invitation.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and it's like Thursday night we'll pick a subject, and of course Friday is the Frolic, and somewhere along the line, this summer, I'm going to take a vacation.
That'd be nice.
All right, in a sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. I want to thank all our listeners. Hey, give me that number again. What was that big number?
120,599. Went up.
All right. 120,000. I'm going to call it 600. I'd say we got one.
Yeah,
new
it's
list.
Only one. Exactly.
All right. We thank everybody, Suzanne, engineer, everybody who likes InterSight. And we'll be with you Monday night, Mad or Glad, with some more stuff that you can get mad about or glad about. You know, there's always something to make these shows go on.
Yeah.
One thing about Inner Sight, never run out of any material. You know?
No, we keep getting it.
All right. Well, thanks, Sweet Pepper Treat. Hey, where's Lorraine? Lorraine's not on?
No, she isn't.
We got to get an applaud. I want an applaud track.
I could put it on
right.
If you want on the main page. On the
yeah,
page
get an applaud. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll get an applaud if Lorraine isn't there. Yep.
All right. InterSight, be with you Monday. Goodbye, world. InterSight, frolic.
Yay! Have a good night, everybody. And a good weekend, Frank.